beautiful people, welcome to Talking Classrooms, the podcast where we don't just talk education, we reflect on the heart of it. I'm your host, Bulelane Mahwangana, and I'm so glad you are tuning in today. Today's conversation, it's about something so simple, yet so hard. Something we crave in our classrooms, in our staff rooms, and in our homes, but often struggle to practice. We are talking about authenticity. Yep, just being real. And I mean real, real. Not Instagram caption real, no. Not hashtag I'm doing fine real, no. I'm talking about the kind of real where we stop pretending, where we bring our whole selves, our flaws, our hopes, our humanity into the learning space. So grab your tea, get comfortable. We are going in. Let me ask you this, when was the last time you felt truly yourself in the classroom? Like no mask, no overthinking, just you. For teachers, authenticity might look like saying to your students, guys, I'm not having the best day, but I'm here. For learners, it could be admitting, I didn't understand that lesson and I'm scared to fall behind. It's not always polished, no. It's not always perfect, but it's honest. And in education, honesty is power. Because here's the thing, our classrooms are full of actors. People pretending to be okay, teachers hiding their burnout, students hiding their anxiety, parents hiding even their fears. So now, authenticity isn't weakness, no. It's courage. It's saying, this is me. I'm not perfect, but I'm present. You know what's wild about this? We spend all this time teaching content, math, science, and history, but often we forget to teach what it means to be just human together. Authenticity builds trust, man. Trust builds connection. And connection, that's what makes learning stick. Think about it. Think about the teachers you remember. I bet it wasn't just the ones with the best lesson plans. It was the ones who were real with you, who saw you, who let themselves to be seen. That's the kind of teacher I want to be, and I'm still learning. Let's flip it for a second. Our learners, they are carrying a lot. Some of them are navigating trauma, poverty, grief, mental health, even bullying, and still showing up to school. But what do we expect from them? Straight posture, quiet voice, raise your hand, follow the rules. What would happen if we made space for them to show up as they are? Not just as we want them to be, no. But can a child cry in your classroom and not be punished? Can a learner say, I'm overwhelmed, and be received with compassion instead of criticism? Authenticity in students starts with permission. We have to go first. Now, this one is for my fellow educators and leaders. Let's talk about the mask of professionalism. You know the one. Where we are told to always smile, always know, always lead, but never feel. But here's the thing. Here's what I've learned. You can be both professional and human. You can lead and be vulnerable. You can teach and say, I'm tired too. Let's redefine now what leadership looks like. Let it include honesty. Let it include softness. Let it include laughter, even tears. Authentic teachers change lives, not by being perfect, but by being present. Okay, so let's get practical. How do we actually build spaces where authenticity can live? Here are a few things I can point out. Number one, we can start by check-ins where we are saying, how are you really feeling today? Where we do not expect wrong answers. Number two, celebrate mistakes where we turn the I got it wrong into I'm growing. This is where now we celebrate these mistakes. Number three, we model vulnerability. Share a story about when you struggled in school or in life. Number four, invite stories. Invite stories. Let students bring their culture, their language, their lives in the room. Number five, say, I don't know when you don't know. It teaches curiosity and humility. Authentic classrooms aren't very loud. No, they are not loud or dramatic. They are safe. They are steady. They are real. I know what some of you might be thinking now, but if I'm real, won't I lose my respect? What if my vulnerability is taken advantage of? What if people judge me? These are real fears. I've felt them too. But I believe the cost of being fake is far greater than the risk of being real. When we are fake, we disconnect. We isolate. We start performing instead of relating. And let me tell you, our learners can smell fake from a mile away. But when we show up real, we make spaces. We make spaces for them. We make space for them to show up too. So here's my final thought on this one. Authenticity isn't the technique. It's not a strategy you use to be liked. It's a way of being. It's deciding every day to choose courage over comfort, to show up with honesty instead of hype, to teach and learn without the need to impress. Let's stop building perfect classrooms. Let's build authentic ones where learners are allowed to be messy, where teachers are allowed to be human, where nobody has to pretend to belong. Thank you so much for sharing this hour with me. If this has resonated with you, please share it. Start a conversation in your school. Reflect on it with your staff, or even just sit with it personally. This has been Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelane Magwanqana. Until next time, keep showing up, keep being real, and as always, keep talking classrooms.